So, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this early morning session on how to advance Microsoft Project into an enterprise solution. The title is a little longer than the presentation, actually. And what we'd like to point out is how can we use Microsoft PPM as a solid platform to extend it and really make it to an enterprise solution? What do we think is necessary and beneficial for you? And we'd just like to point out a few action items that we recommend to take if you really, let's say, want to stretch a single, maybe product server implementation to a global or an enterprise solution. Next one. So let's start with Microsoft PPM. There are tons of presentations out there. Maybe you use it already today. You know about it. It's all kind of a solution in itself. It's many things out of the box. It's resource management. It's portfolio management. It's project management. So you can ask, why should I extend it? Why should I even think about making it broader and extending it to an enterprise solution? And usually what we find, what we get from our customers and clients is they ask for budgeting. How can I do a real solid financial budgeting? I'm not speaking about the budget resources that you have in Microsoft Project. In our perception and what we get from customers, budgeting is a lot more, and we'd like to point out briefly what needs to happen there. Second one is program management. Yes, you can build project structures, you can build master projects, you know all this in Microsoft Project itself. But again, we get different requests from the market, we get different demands from the customers, and they ask us, how can I really build a multiple portfolio structure maybe? How can I bring top-down targets from programs into projects? How can they feedback into my program and I see where I am? So it's all about communication that usually happens between people, but also on a technical base, where can I exchange data at a program level and at a project level? Last but not least, we talk about integration, and integration really means we have so many data in Microsoft Project. There's always someone who wants to have this information. On the other hand, we need information from other sources. So the question is, how can we extend Microsoft PPM to these other areas? And I would say, Stavros, we just buy a few other tools, right? What do you say? We just buy additional tools, and
absolutely.
Here we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just buy tools. I mean, build up your shop with many tools in your company. Okay, of course, we're kidding. The question here is, if you want to, this would become it first, the use of an extensible platform. That's the first basis you need to have to make sure that you have something which can be extended, can be advanced to something you can use in the enterprise. With Project Server, with the whole PPM environment, 2013, online or on-premise, no matter what you use, you have this platform. That's the basic message here. The platform is there. The question is how to bring this platform to a point where you can use this in the enterprise in the right way. Combined with commercial and the commercial and the project management processes, right? I mean, whenever you do project management, it is not an isolated island, right? You don't want to just run the projects and that's it. And then you're happy as a project manager when a project is done and the company, maybe they made money, maybe they didn't. So the question is, how can I make sure that my finance world is in line with what I'm doing in project management? The other one is life cycle. So we come back to what we call the processes and the methodologies you are using in order to depict your entire project management business. You have something like a planning process. You have to define the right structures. The structures must be somehow in line with the cost structures. Not the same, just in line. You have to make sure that your stage gate models you're following are somehow being aggregated in something which the controllers can use again in terms of costing of the whole project management business. Month-end processes. So just to name a few, these are the areas we want to touch and make sure that we bring project to something which is the tool for the company and not only the tool for the project managers. That's the important message here.
I just got a call from controlling. They really want to build up budgeting. So
what
should we do service budgeting?
Again, these guys. Yeah, controlling can be very nasty, actually. But, I mean, they are right. I mean, they need to make sure that costs and budgets are all in place. So there is some budgeting cycle. And what we will be showing here is not applicable for every company, but it's very similar for all the companies, right? If you look at the different business areas, lines of businesses in companies, if you have, for example, classic R&D projects, right? Top-down budgeting is so important. You have the funds, you have to make sure you allocate them. If you go to, let's say, OEM product development, you will more be talking about, well, we get customer projects, we have to define project budgets. We have to make sure that the projects are successful, that the costs are in line, that we, you know, raise change orders, et cetera, et cetera. So there is some specifics in different industries, in different business areas. But at the end of the day, what you have as a first is that somehow in your schedules, in your projects that you're planning, in our case, of course, with Microsoft PPM, which makes absolutely sense, we are not only scheduling, we put in resources, we want to make sure that our project can be managed this way, that the costs that we calculate can be somehow, you know, we want to bring them into a level where we have the request for our budgets to get approved in our company. So budget request is the first thing. And we see a lot of companies that used to go a different way, like you get X amount of dollars, and you know that's what you get, and that's what you should be doing. We see a lot of companies going the other way, say, okay, give me your inputs, let me collect, let me see what I have as a forecast, so I use this as my budget request. And then I try to see what I can allocate, and then you have an approval process. It can be quite complex with negotiations, with whatsoever. It can be quite straightforward, like, you know, you get the allocated budget, and then you need to adjust your plan in a way that you meet the budget targets. So this is, of course, a cycle. It can be, you know, it's usually what customers do this yearly. They have to make sure that every year they get the budget for next year. Then every quarter they get some kind of new forecast to control the budget, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, you get the picture. Now, the role of Microsoft PPM in the whole game is not to allocate the budget, of course, right? So what Project does in this game is, on the bottom line, it gives you the forecast, it gives you the inputs, but you need another area where the budgets are managed. And what we see here in our solutions that we have with IPMCS, for example, what we do is we can give you a top-down budget approach, we can break down budget structures, which makes sense on the top line here, and let people allocate the budget after having, you know, received the inputs from the project, and then give this information back to the projects in order to check the budget over the next periods. And usually, again, every quarter, that's very common, can be also every month. It shouldn't be every year. You should be really more tied into this process and more frequently check and control your budget. You will be updating the forecast, and then you will see how this can be checked, and then maybe you can get a release of a new budget after that.
So what's the big difference? Why shouldn't I just use budget resources in Microsoft Project as I have them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, budget resources is a nice thing to use. You know, maybe you know that you can use them on the project level, which is very good, and you can use them for different cost types. But at the end of the day, you need different structures for budgeting your project. It's not the same as you have in your project schedule, right? So you need to break this down in different cost structure elements and then assign the budget this way. And the other thing is, and then we come to something which is very interesting, this budget is usually not only for a project, right? If you talk about budget resources, you are in a project. Usually you will budget the whole program, or you will budget the whole area. And that's a question, how about programs? How does it work with getting all this together in a program level?
That's a good point. We should definitely think about program management at this point in time, and program management usually means I have this latitude of projects I have, maybe hundreds, whatever it takes, and how can I control hundreds of projects? And I usually have to kind of roll them up, I have to bundle them, I have to get them together into a single picture. So what's needed at this point for program management, defining a program structure, and in many cases, in all the cases I know about, it's not a single program structure. It's different portfolios. It could be by product, it could be by location, it could be by whatever you need, and usually a single project can show up in any of these programs. So how do you cluster them? How do you bring them together? First of all, what we say, okay, we do need to have several programs top-down, which really means to set the program targets. In the program, I usually want to be able to plan myself actively. I want to determine and enter milestone dates, delivery dates, maybe have a high-level sketch of the scope of the projects below. But I don't want to go into details. I don't want to go into the schedules. But still, I have a certain perception. I do have targets that I'd like to deploy to the sub-project. So my project managers down there should know about my expectations. I want them to see what milestones I rely on. I want them to see what budgets I have allocated, maybe. So how do I transport it into these sub-projects? On the other hand, as soon as they start planning and scheduling and resourcing, I want to see where they are. I want to bring back the information and roll up key information from these projects. Again, I don't want to look into the schedules and the tasks, but I want to see their major milestones rolling back into my program. So it's really about communication that happens anyway, but it should also happen in the project and portfolio management space in Microsoft PPM, where I plan actively and I see a flow of information coming back from the sub-projects. First of all, define it, build it, and then analyze and track the progress there. So on the next slide, we sketched very briefly how this could work in real life. So let's start with two projects down there, Project A, Project B, run by separate project managers. We have tasks, we have milestones, we have a few traffic lights in there. So I now build my program on top of that. My program really initially reads information. We use a product from ourselves and we roll up this information, but not every single task, maybe only the milestones and the traffic lights. But I actively roll this up, I press a button, and I'm not disconnected. I can always refresh my picture up there. Again, I refresh, I see always where I am based on the schedules below, which is nice. It's a first indicator. And now I say, oh, wait a second, this milestone, I think we can definitely shift it. And I bring this information down into my product A, so the product manager down there sees there is a shift in schedule. He's green, he's way ahead of time. Nice. Never happens in real life, but on a PowerPoint it works actually. It's usually mostly the other way around. I want to have something earlier. I'm late, whatever happens. And it can go both directions. It can be the target that changes based on priorities, based on delivery dates, because your customer increases the pressure. Or it could be also driven by the product itself down there that all of a sudden has a delay, and I want to see this delay, but it should not impact my target dates. It's all about communication between these different levels. It's exchange of data, and it's not only dates, it can be cost, it can be notes, it can be any additional information that flows from these different projects into the program.
Hey, Thomas, I'm a bit concerned. I mean, this will now change my schedules if this guy's somewhere up there will start shifting around?
No, sure not. I see my schedule and I see the deviation from it. I see the red and green in there and I can take action, so I'm always up to date. I don't have to look into 15 different schedules or 500 different schedules because I look into my program and I see their response based on their planning where they are. And again, I can communicate to them first on the phone, then in the tool, and send them maybe new target dates and take actions to get back on track with these deviations I have in there. So what we usually see, this all happens in the project and project management space. All of a sudden, we also have impacts maybe on cost. We have impact on money that's needed, so everything that goes beyond it. If I need a milestone earlier, maybe I need to pay something in advance, and that's usually where our controllers get back to us and tell us, oh, nice that you play around with your product management toys out there. How would I know that something's needed earlier? How should I know when I need the money to spend because you shifted all your schedules? So we said, okay, you guys should not be out of the game. We definitely like to integrate you into the whole picture if we build an enterprise solution. But how can we integrate these guys? Controlling is so different.
Again, controlling. It's always the same thing. It's unbelievable. No, again, controlling is something you really, really need to consider when you implement a system like this. We've seen in the past implementations where there was a failure. They failed just for this very reason that controllers were not involved. And, you know, they need to be in the game, but they need to be in a way in this game to where they get what they need. They don't influence the projects in how you want to run and structure them, but they deliver whatever you need for your project tracking and cost tracking in a project, and they receive whatever they have to get in order for budgeting, budget control, et cetera, et cetera. So the main message here, PPM is not an island. We mentioned this already. It's very important. Project server needs data from other systems and has to feed data into other systems. Enterprise architecture, just to leave it here as one very important term, whenever we implement PPM at customers, we don't just look into this very narrow world of project management. We try to understand the big picture, right? So where do you have your time postings? Where do you have your budgeting? Where do you have maybe your idea system, demand management, whatever it is? So look at the full picture and try to find the right role of Microsoft PPM into this picture and how it should be connected to the tools around it. And the connection, again, that the biggest mistake customers do when they try to do this somehow alone or whatsoever, they try to connect very tight, very one-to-one, very whatsoever, keep it easy, make it smart, make it sophisticated. Try to figure out what they need, aggregate data, give them the right structures, don't force them to do things that they're not that they will do in the future. And actually, at the end of the day, if you try to force them to use a certain, let's say, cost structure, you will see so many Excel, so many project single files being created, so much of a shadow accounting, which we don't want to have here. Right, so that's very important. Driven by business rules. Right, so there's so many business rules you need to understand before you start implementing the system to the enterprise. So this is the bottom line. And if you look here at the world of integration, how our view on this world is, so we have a lot of systems that can be or should be connected to the project world. This can be either ERP systems, such as SAP or Dynamics or whatever, Oracle, you know, other systems that will give you enterprise data, but can be also other systems like Primavera, for example. We have some nice cases to where we integrate Project Server with Primavera, and then we collect all the data from there into Project Server, and then we feed SAP from both systems. Sometimes it just makes sense, right? The example I mentioned right now has all these big mega projects in Primavera, for example, and all the other project business will be run in Project Server. Right, so there's a lot of stuff you need to think about. At the end of the day, integration is not a self-evident, of course. You do it because you want to exchange, for example, actuals. And if we look back to our customer base, we did some analysis recently, and we checked, okay, what are these people doing? We have far more than 100 integrations so far. What are they doing? 95% do actual cost integration. So you could ask, why not 100? It's quite easy. We have some of the customers in specific areas like plant maintenance. These guys are interested in scheduling. They want to get the schedules from the project plans, and they want to feed them into their maintenance orders. They don't care so much about actual costs. But at the end of the day, most of our customers want to have this actual cost commitments, all this information down into their project server. Timesheets. Whenever customers use timesheets, they always integrate. Okay. Well, it's quite loud here. Yeah, thanks. They always want to integrate. So this is quite high as well. And another one, which is, let's say, kind of 75%, is forecast. And you remember the whole budgeting story? The budgeting story doesn't end with project and whatever tool we have on top, like PMCS. Budgeting needs to be aligned with your ERP system, always, because budget will be released there. Budget control in terms of if you're allowed to raise any invoices for the project will be done in your ERP system, not anywhere else. So this is something which is very important. And yeah, so let's make a summarization of the whole thing.
So you think it's feasible that we achieve all these goals? Can we really have some budgeting with Microsoft PPM?
Yeah. Not alone, again. This is part of the whole world of Microsoft Project. We provide add-ons for you to define your own budgeting structures. Some other customers do this in combination with their ERP system and Project Server. But yes, it's definitely possible, and it's very important to do so.
So how about program management?
Yeah, this program management is something which we talked about this. Again, can be done with Project Server, but you need to make this extension in order to summarize all the projects into a program. And we've seen this slide beforehand. That's something we do for many customers, and it's being used quite often. Yeah, definitely. Integration.
The tough one. You sure it works?
Yeah, it does. Integration actually is something that works very, very nice. The topic itself, it is a complex topic, but it doesn't have to be done complex. Right? That's a very important message. Don't take the whole complexity with you. You can make it easy. You have to think through it and to define the use case in the right way. And then the technology is something which is not really the issue. So we have done many, many implementations since 16 years now when we are in the market. We started our company with integrating to other systems. It was the first idea. And ever since, we have been implementing a lot of scenarios and use cases in this area. So yes, it is easy. Full stop. It is.
So, life is good. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the day. Any questions on your side? Yeah, that was too easy, right? I get it.
I mean, in terms of advancing, because the title we have is how can we bring project to the level of a comprehensive enterprise tool? There are a lot of, let's say, more aspects as well. Why we have chosen this three ones is the main reason is because we have seen that our customer base, most of the customers, want exactly these three extensions of Project Server in order to get this aligned with their whole company and bring this to a level to be used as a company tool. So this was our selection, and I think we believe that this is really what the market needs mainly, right? So maybe if you reflect a little bit with your organization, do you think are really the areas where you would say, yes, we need to work on them to bring this to the enterprise? I see a few heads saying yes, that is the case. It's good as a feedback from us as well. I mean, we're working with many customers, and it's exactly what we keep getting. And that's exactly where our company can help organizations to not only implement Project Server. I mean, this is not a rocket science. You can do this. It is not trivial, but it's not a rocket science. The thing is, how can you make sure that you make this fitting right correctly in the processes you're running? How can you integrate this the right way? I think that's the main story behind it. So. Yeah, there you go. It's a very good point, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Thanks again.
Great thanks for so much. Joining me.